This is Senator Al Simpson. Some misguided liberals in the Congress want to grant a special status to illegal immigrants from El Salvador. Ted Kennedy and I will face off after this. Ted, the Senate may consider this year a bill allowing extended voluntary departure, EVD, for thousands of Salvadorians who entered the United States illegally. Its proponents doggedly press for passage, even though circumstances in El Salvador have changed dramatically since 1980. Illegal immigration from El Salvador is absolutely nothing new, Ted. Since 1970, Salvadorians have been the second most commonly apprehended group of illegals coming across our southern border, long before the conflict in El Salvador ever heated up. These persons are not refugees. Many El Salvadorians will be legalized under the new immigration bill. Those who don't qualify under that special act of grace should not be granted some form of special status.
Al, with a heart like yours, you probably don't travel much because you can't get through the metal detector at the airport. Obviously, you haven't read the battle reports from El Salvador. Innocent civilians are being killed every day. Over 60,000 have died since the fighting began in 1979. The Attorney General and the Secretary of State have the power to waive the deportation of refugees in cases where their lives will be in danger if they're forced to return to their own countries. It's too late, Al, for the Reagan administration to pretend there's no war going on in El Salvador. The administration should halt the deportation of Salvadorians until the current fighting ends, Al. We've done it in the past for refugees from Cuba, Czechoslovakia, Chile, Cambodia, Vietnam, Laos, Lebanon, Hungary, Romania, and Uganda. We're doing it now for Poland, Afghanistan, and Ethiopia, and we ought to do it for El Salvador, too. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on nuclear power plants and the risk of cancer. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.